Mark Riley, you will be disappointed, but Swans Live in Session, you won't be disappointed. Michael?
Yes, sir.
Do you mind me asking you, are people scared of you? Are people fearful of you?
I'm frightened to death of people myself.
You are?
Yes.
Really? Do you find kind of situations one-on-one with people or with audiences, do you find that hard work?
Hard work? It's just what I do in life, so I don't know. It's like a carpenter. Is he scared of a piece of wood? I don't know.
Right.
Probably, if he's wise.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because like I say, I saw Swans, and people do mention it all the time. Particularly early days, very kind of a real atmosphere at the gigs. Quite, well, intense does kind of cover it in a way. So do you find that people kind of like skirt round you and try not to upset you?
God, I don't know. I try to be a nice person. That's all I can say.
It's strange, you know, because I asked somebody else, I won't say who it was, a musician, pretty much the same question, but not on air. And this person said to me, I'm very well-mannered. I always hold doors open for people. I say, please and thank you. I'm the most well-mannered person you will ever meet in your life. And I said, I know you are, but you still frighten people. And he went, well, that's a good thing.
We just try to be authentic, that's all I can say, which, you know, can mean many things, but that's what we try to do.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, you read people putting other kind of influences on bands all the time, and one band that is mentioned quite a lot when Swans are mentioned is Joy Division. Do you see them as any kind of, like, were they a touchstone for you or a bit of a blueprint or not?
Many people were an inspiration to make music. Throbbing Gristle, Joy Division, The Stooges, Brian Eno. There was lots of people that inspired me and probably many of us to make music. I don't think that we ever wanted to be like or sound like Joy Division, but I see a line from The Doors to Joy Division, and I would be more inspired by The Doors personally.
There's definitely a line. I mean, I saw Warsaw and Joy Division so many times. There definitely was a line between The Doors and Joy Division.
Yeah.
And obviously, do you think how much... This is probably not the time or the place, really. It's probably a documentary about Swans, really. But your early life, how do you think that kind of shaped your attitude towards performing with Swans? Because, you know, you took recreational drugs at 13. You were in jail. This is what I read at 16. Do you think that kind of...
15, actually.
Yeah. 15. Well, do you think that kind of equipped you for the hostility and maybe even set you up for that in the first place?
I think something that probably informed my life in music more would have been working construction jobs.
Oh, right. Did you do that for a long time?
Yes.
Right, okay.
With no skill whatsoever, but I did it.
I was going to say, if I give you a load of bricks, could you build me a house?
No, certainly not. I could patch a hole in a wall.
Okay. All right, then. Listen, there's so much to speak about that we can't even begin to do it, really, okay? Which is a real shame for everybody. But you're going to do the full 12-minute version now, aren't you? And the song is A Little Boy, and it's about Howlin' Wolf, or inspired by Howlin' Wolf. Is that right?
Well, no. Actually, it kind of goes to a... infantile place, which I admire in Mr. Wolf.
Okay. All right, then. Fine. Well, that's brilliant. I mean, it's a wonderful tune, and you are. I mean, you were quite surprised that you're doing the full 12-minute version of it, but I'm not. I'm thrilled, so...
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. I won't time it, but yeah, Swans, live in session. Fantastic. A Little Boy.
Thank you, sir.